One of the most improved players this Eagles summer, in my opinion, is the man to my left, Chris Polk, Eagles running back. Do you feel like you're one of the most improved players from last year to now?
Definitely. You know, just from, you know, health aspect, you know, coming in, you know, I felt like I was a little heavier. And then just not missing the practice and, you know, coming off of last season, you know, being injured. Just, you know, it's just night and day from mm-hmm. where I was last year.
How about the scheme and the opportunity that you've been given, Chris, and you've taken it and, to pardon the pun, run with it and have really created a great situation in the Eagles' backfield. A lot of talent there, a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, you know, just especially with the hiring, it's just, you know, shows that everything happens for a reason. You know, you may, you know, have a bad, you know, season, whatever. You just got to keep moving on and just keep moving forward and just put your best foot forward. You know, if you're harping off a past instance, you're not getting better.
How was your college career? Was fantastic. I mean, did you feel going into the draft that you were healthy and that maybe now you have the perspective to look back and say, my shoulder was a little beat up, but it was a good thing to have that year where you kind of could recover?
You know, I didn't see it as an issue, you know, because even if I, you know, me having my shoulder, you know, injury, I didn't miss a game or a practice. But, you know, 3 years, you know, 800 carries, you know, whether I want to realize it or not, it did take a toll on my body. But, you know, it's just, you know, last year really put everything in perspective for me. You know, everything happens for a reason. You know, I was still blessed to be in the NFL. And, you know, I took the year, you know, was out half of the year. And basically just, you know, just got my body right and just, you know, just got healthy to the point where I am now.
They talk about how the game slows down so much as you get more experienced. Have you seen that? The vision when you get the football, the defense slowing down that much?
Yeah, it definitely slows down, especially, you know, coming from our, you know, first preseason game till, you know, the last one we had. You know, you're real jittery, especially, you know, I actually started that game. So I was mm-hmm. really, you know, it was just surreal. So, you know, you just got to, you know, get the jitters out and just with repetition and, you know, they say reality is the best teacher. So you're just in there. It's just, you know, you just get a feel for it more.
So you had some butterflies last week?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah, definitely had some butterflies.
Really? That's great to hear. I mean, I guess maybe we feel like preseason games, guys look at it and like, it's just a preseason. But for you, having a starting opportunity meant a lot to you.
Yeah, it really did. You know, coming from, you know, missing half of the season into, you know, basically being a cheerleader to, you know, working my way up and just, you know, nothing was given, you know, nothing's given to anyone in this offense or, you know, this whole team. You really got to just work for it and just fight for everything you get.
How do you look at this game Saturday night, Chris? Great opportunity for you to get on the field, get some more work in?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm really, you know, looking forward to just, you know, get that fumble out of my life and just, you know, it's just an opportunity to get better and just showcase what you can do.
Do you beat yourself up when you make mistakes?
Definitely,
do you?
I'm my toughest critic. There's never been a game in my life, my whole football career, where I thought that I played outstanding. Never. I'm like my toughest critic. Even, you know, just how, you know, even with interviews, you know, watching, you know, film, like I'm always critiquing myself, like, oh, I should have did that. Yeah, I don't like
how
my voice
better.
Sounds. Yeah,
that's how you get better.
Yeah, I'm my toughest critic. I'm always hard on myself.
Well, I think you're playing great. Everybody here thinks you're playing great. All right? Mm-hmm. So go out and play great on Saturday night. Chris Polk, Eagles running back in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.